Okay, as we come to the end of the fourth parak, I wasn't sure what issue to bring up tonight. And then yesterday there was a tumult in yeshiva. At a wedding the night before, the Baal Simcha had bought wine to the wedding. And a little late, he realized that the wine was not mavushal. You better check. That the wine was not mavushal dika wine. And the goyim already opened the bottles and put them out on the tables. And the shaila was whether they had to go around and collect all this non-mavushal wine and pour it down the sink or otherwise dispose of it. So I'd like to talk about this shaila. The shaila comes up either in the house. You have a guy or not even a nafrum yid or machmer who pours wine. He picks up a non-mavushal wine and he pours it, what the din of the wine is. And the same thing at a wedding. If you have a guy who pours wine, who opens the corks of the bottles and brings it to the table, what the halacha is. And certainly, the hashgafa rishayin of every yid is that there's nothing to talk about. What's a shayla? It should zicha be awesome. So I'd like to explain. The Chuma Nigras Maisha here talks about the shayla. I'd like to explain by being magdim just a couple of the coolest of Yayin Nesach. The first thing that you should know is that there's a tremendous difference between a guy handling wine in the presence of Yidden and a guy handling wine when he's not in the presence of Yidden. You leave him at home and there's wine in the refrigerator, etc. In one case, there are a lot of coolis, and in one case, there are a lot of chumris. So let me talk first about a guy opening or even pouring wine in the presence of a yid. Number one important yisaidistik akula, which is nobody argues, is if you have a bottle of wine that's closed, I don't mean sealed, it's been used and you just turn the cap back or you push the cork in halfway, there's no yayin nesech on that period. A guy who handles the wine in front of you, it's ain darka l'nasech akli sasum, it's halacha psuk in Shulchan Aruch, Lesman de Palig, on a closed bottle, not sealed, just closed, there is no Yayin Nesech if a guy handles it. So that. What? Whatever the Chumrah of the Shla is. Rapam held even according to the Shla, it's this way, but I think Hasidic circles they hold differently. Rapam the Shla, as you know, held that if they look at the wine, then it becomes Asatu, or at least for Kiddush. So Rav Palm said that the Shlos Chumra of looking at it can be more than handling it. And since handling it closed is mutter, so the Shlos Chumra of looking at it when it's closed should also be mutter. That's how Rav Palm paskin. But I think in Hasidic circles, they're more machmer. If you're there, Bishas Ma'as, I'll explain what it means you have to be there. Doesn't matter. Anyway, as long as it's closed, because for Avodah Zarah, the whole Gezeirah is because of Avodah Zarah, they were not Menaseh closed bottles. Closed means there's a stopper in the top of the bottle. Okay? Okay. Now, there's a second kulo, which is very Nageya, and that is, that's, we learned in the Gemara, numerous cases, that if a guy touches wine, Bali Kavana, he doesn't realize he's touching it. So it never becomes Asa Bahanoa. We call it the Chayz Darga. It goes down a step. And if a guy touches it without Kavana, he doesn't know about it, then it becomes, instead of Asa Bahanoa, it becomes only Asa Bishtiya. If he touches it, Ayidei Dover Acher, Shalai Bekavana, the Gemara had a case where he was carrying a lulav, and as he's walking, the lulav fell into touched a barrel of wine. Or in Gemara's case, he's walking by and his knaf bigda, his beged, goes into the wine. So we say there, shalai bekavana, we say it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Mutter shalai b'shtiyah. Today, the Ramah says, our gayim, who are not oivdei avodah zarah, are always considered shalai bekavana. Even Bekavana, it's the same as Shalai Bekavana. That's the rule of the Chayz Darga. It's the, like for tonight, it's the second big kula I'm telling you. All Goyim today that are not Darko Lanasech, which is the Goyim among us, whenever they touch wine, it's bekavana, it has the same din as shaloi bekavana. What does that mean? That means it's never asa bahana. Even if they touch the wine, they stick their finger in and jiggle it around. If it's still nechayz darga, it becomes, instead of asa bahana, only asa bishtiyah. If they touch it ayidei davar acher, they don't stick their finger in the wine, then it's even mutter bishtiyah as well. It's totally mutter. The shach says b'makom hafsid, but it's totally mutter. Okay, that's the second kula. If they're not the type of guy or aminaseh, typically, then it's also bishtiyah, but not b'ana if he touches it. Oh, Catholic priest, a different story. Okay. Now, Ramesh in this say, in this tshuva, they had two paragraphs. The first, somebody wanted to say that if the waiters are wearing gloves, that's called negiya idei davar acher. You know why in the fancy weddings they put gloves on the waiters? That's why. So that when they pour the wine, it should be negiya idei davar acher, which bizman hazeh is like the lulav case, and it's mutter b'shtiyah. So Ramesh dismisses that. He says, gloves, that's called a chatzitza with the bottle. It's not called negiya idei davar acher. But then Ramesh says, which seems to be a bigger chiddush, that if they're handling the bottle, not the wine, that itself is negiya idei davar acher. Since they're only holding the bottle, they're not touching the wine, and they're pouring it. So it's mutter b'shtiyah. That's negiya idei davar acher. And today, the rule of the Chayz Darga says it's like Shalai Bekavana. So just like the Gemara says, if you're walking, the guy's walking past, his baguette touches it, it's Mutter B'shtiyah. Bizman Hazeh, what the guy pours is Mutter B'shtiyah. That is, that's called the Giyah De Davarach. Oh, any container. It's true, but I hear exactly what you're saying. Lamaisa, Ramesh says it, and the truth is he quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. He uses a lashon that Ayadei Keli is the Kol Negiya De'Avarach, because it's not al Shinoi. It's al the Derech L'Nasech, that's all. If it's Shalai B'Kavana, and they touch Ayadei D'Avarach, then it's Mutter. I hear the kasha. I told you, it's Ramesh. I tell you, Ramesh writes it as a Chiddush. He writes that Ayadei a battle is called Negiya Ayadei D'Avarach. That means that if it's your table, you have a guy, and he picks up a bottle of Yayin Nesach, and he pours Yayin, Shein HaMavoshel, and he pours it into his cup. So that's called the Giyah Dei Davar Acher. And Ramesha says that it's Mutter. It's one more piece to Ramesha, which I'll get to. What? To drink it, with the Bishtiyah. But the Shach says, B'mokim Hefzid. But Mark, you should only use this kula that the guy in Bizman Hazeh. The Shach says, now he doesn't have some Merubah. He says, Hefzid, yeah. Certainly, if you have no other wine. And what? Okay, Lemaisa Ramesh dismisses the whole glove idea. He doesn't accept that a glove is Ayadei Davar Acher. He also that the bottle is Ayadei Davar Acher. Yeah, the gloves he dismisses. That's the old problem. A sheikh shechts an animal, he's matir the treif Ayadei Davar Acher, and then they go sell it. So in Hilchos Treif, there's a long pesach tshuva, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and there's some sefer talk about, you know, they sell it because it's hefsa merubah.
So in reality, if their nesef was never done from a bottle, they would have a special table for it.
About the chatzchila, because the whole din is a chiddush. But Ramesha, I want to add something. This is about the wine that got poured out. The wine that's left in the bottle is itself a machlokes, which you're really what's going to get to you. What you get to you, what the guy poured, he put in his own cup. What you get to you is what's left in the bottle. What's left in the bottle, anyway, is a machlokes rishayim of nitzach chibur. If what's poured out is what remains inside, and there you can make it without a hefsid on what's left in the bottle, and you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to use this. A tremendous kula. People who don't learn the sugya of Yayin Nesef would never think such a thing. and the Bakbuk case you're uncomfortable with. But Lamaisa, that is the din. The din is that's what's left in the bottle, this manazer, you could be makel to drink what's left in the bottle, even without Bemokim Hefsi. Now, what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who he's pouring for. What he poured, you can be mekel mukim hefsin. What's left in the bottle, that you can be mekel without a mukim hefsin. Well, the shloss chumra naig is that if a guy saw it, that we don't use it for kiddush, so it'll be a problem. So you wouldn't use it for kiddush. You don't need the bottle closed. Is in all cases. And I'll explain to you in a minute. With the bottle closed, there's two coolers I want to tell you. Bottle closed, that's one cooler. And this cooler, I'll tell you when you need it, when I finish. Oh, so that's the last part of the trip. So I want to get, this is the cause man that you're there. What's the difference if you're there, you're not there? What's enough to mean? Why should it make a difference? Okay, so let me explain, but you have to give me a chance. What he says is, Rabbi Moshe writes in this tshuva, is that this whole heter that I'm telling you, if he pours it, he carries it, the whole thing in front of you, it's mutter. It's only if you're watching him, if you're shomer oisai. If it's at a wedding and you have him doing it all over the place, it's not shayach to be shomer him, unless you appoint shomer him. No one knows he needs shmira. And since he needs shmira, therefore, if it's being done in the whole chasna hall, you can't be mekel. Shmira for what? The Maisha talks like we understand him. Why do you have to be shomer? So here you are at the table, the guy is ready to pick up the bottle, you say, uh-oh, I better be shomer him. What are you shomer him for? He's allowed to pour it, then what are you shomer? The shmira that Ramesh is talking about is a shmira for shichshuch. Chazal v'chayshish, the derech of Goyim was to swirl the wine, l'shem avodah zarah. And they were chay, the chashash is a chashash of shichshuch. It's not a chashash of negiya. The call, it's easy to watch and he doesn't touch it. But touching it is anyway, we're making when there's no shichshuch. The chashash was a chashash, the guy is b'shachshuch, yein el avodah zarah. Now to us it sounds very strange. You're going to swirl around the bottle of shem avodah zarah. So it is strange in our world. But there is such a thing by the guy. So it needs a shmira mishichshuch. If you know the guy was not mishachshuch asayayin, then this heter applies.
Why would our shmira stop him from doing shichshuch?
It doesn't stop him, but you would notice. You would notice if you did some type of an act. So that shmira, you'll know. So you need a shmira mishichshuch. Chazal v'chayshish for this inyan of shichshuch. That's why we're very machmer if you're not home. You're not home and the guy handled it. Well, chayshish. The guyim were into the shichshuch business. And therefore it was an issue. So Lamaisa, where Moshe is writing this tshuva, and it's unclear if he says any shmira. Shmira from what? It's not clear if you read it. But if you learn a Shulchan Aruch, it's very clear that it means a shmira that he doesn't do a shichshuch l'shem avodah zarah, a shaking of the bottle when the bottle is open l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore, if you know that there was no shichshuch l'shem avodah zarah, it should be mutter. If it's open, only if it's open. If it's closed, there's never a problem. Not sealed, just closed. Closed is bichlal not a problem.
Are we not worried that
closed? We're not worried. It doesn't matter if he does it closed. Only matters if it's open. What? Even if you're not there, how do you know he didn't do shichshuch? If you know he didn't open it, that'll be fine. But you have to seal it to know he didn't open it. So that's why. Now I don't know if it'll help. You go back to the closed circuit cameras. You're at the wedding. So you go back to the closed circuit cameras, you look if you did shichshuch or not. I don't know if that's adequate. That was the original takana of shichshuch, and that will chayshish for no matter what. I once had somebody told me that this cleaning lady, somebody in the house, before drinking, what happened not to be wine, was doing some type of a thing. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, by us, before we do it, we shake it. Instead of making a bracha, they shake the whatever juice that that person was drinking. I was so happy when the person told me, because when you read it, you know, it's like all the years, you know, payas. You now it'd be makif payas all around. We used to think which cuckoo guy is going to be makif his head. And then the guy started doing it. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, this mushroom haircut, it's what Chazal said. So here we had a guy who, Baruch Hashem, does shishu, so we know there's such a thing.
Sure,
There he is. If there's a shame, I'd like to say. This is my point. And not only that, if a guy takes the corks out at the wedding, the guy is removing the corks. If you're using the typical corkscrew, you have to push two down. That means the bottle is standing still. He's handling it, it's sealed. He pulls out the cork, there's no shilat's mutter. What did he do? He didn't pick it up. He didn't, wasn't mishach shechit. He didn't do anything. The problem will be when he picks it up, he starts handling it. Well, if you have, it depends what type of corkscrew. The two-hand corkscrew, you have to stand up. You have to stand the bottle to do it. You don't pick it up. You don't pick it up to get the cork out. You put it down to get the cork.
Really, is there a situation to clink glasses together?
Very hard. There's one horror that I have. I just don't understand the practical part of it. We make a chiluk if it's mevushal or not. We say it's not the derech to be menasech mevushal wine, so mevushal is mutter, not mevushal is asir. Now, if you pick up a bottle, you want to know if it's mevushal, you read the little Hebrew letters. These Mexicans at the thing, they don't know, they can't read mevushal, not mevushal. It's very hard. I don't exactly understand. If we assume that the guy is not mishachsheh because it's always mevushal, and punk, you brought bottles that are ain't a mevushal, so I don't know exactly how that works. Unless kach tiktu chazal, we just follow the original tekana. But what I'm telling you today, this is the chiddush ladina. This grismaish is very clear without all the background that a guy that pours wine, I'm telling you, he's matter even the poured wine. What's left in the bottle is even shloi b'makim hafsid on the tanai. You know that there was no shifshah. Next week is our final mishmah for this winter season. I just want to tell you, we'll finish the parak in Yitzhah Shem. It works out very well. In the summer, a written test for Yerachmiel next week in Yitzhah Shem. For the summer, we're talking about doing a mishmah light on Wednesday nights to learn the parak in Brachis that has only 8 amudim, 8.5 amudim. So we hope you'll join us. More details to follow.